You are listening to The Repository. Mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. A kid will eat ivy, too. Wouldn't you? Bah, bah, bah.
artificial life and manners finely wrought, the delicate race of colors lurking, gleaming up and down through that state arras woven with silk and gold, this wily interchange of snaky hues, willingly or unwillingly revealed, I neither knew nor cared for. And as such were wanting here, I took what might be found of less elaborate fabric. At this day I smile in many a mountain solitude, conjuring up scenes as obsolete as in freaks of character, in points of wit as broad as aught by wooden images performed for entertainment of the gaping crowd at wake or fair. And oftentimes do flit remembrances before me of old men, old humorists who have been long in their grave, and having almost in my mind put off their human names, have into phantoms passed of texture midway between life and books. Among the favorites whom it pleased me well to see again was one by ancient right our inmate, a rough terrier of the hills, by birth and call of nature, preordained to hunt the badger and unearth the fox among the impervious crags. But having been from youth our own adopted, he had passed into a gentler service. And when first the boyish spirit flagged, and day by day along my veins I kindled with the stir, the fermentation and the vernal heat of poesy, affecting private shades like a sick lover, then this dog was used to watch me, an attendant and a friend, obsequious to my steps early and late, though often of such dilatory walk tired and uneasy at the halts I made. 100 times when roving high and low I have been harassed with the toil of verse, much pains and little progress, and at once some lovely image in the song rose up full-formed like Venus rising from the sea. Then have I darted forwards to let loose my hand upon his back with stormy joy, caressing him again and yet again. And when at evening on the public way I sauntered like a river murmuring and talking to itself, when all things else are still, the creature trotted on before. Such was his custom. But whene'er he met a passenger approaching, he would turn to give me timely notice. And straightway, grateful for that admonishment, I hushed my voice, composed my gait, and with the air and mien of one whose thoughts are free, advanced to give and take a greeting that might save my name from piteous rumors, such as wait on men suspected to be crazed in brain.
Listening to The Repository, which is somewhere between a harebrained scheme and a half-baked plan. Some might say, somewhere between the devil and the deep blue sea. I will let you be the judge.
Earth, the geomagnetic field was quiet to minor storm.
Bigger line than we do too.
Yeah, I don't think we have to worry about it though. If Steve can hit Andy with a couple passes, we'll be in.
Yeah,
yeah,
it works. All right.
Hey,
you guys want to hear something?
That depends on what it is.
Well, this is too good to keep. The other night I was out with Susan Harper.
Susan?
Yeah. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said anything. You're not going steady with her, are you?
No.
Oh, well, in that case. Home
from the library. Susan said that?
Yeah, that's what she said. No kidding.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, there's Bill.
I got Dave, you guys. See you back later.
I think he's just bragging. I doubt if he even had a date with Susan. Mel's the kind of guy who'd say anything to get some attention. See you, Frank.
This looks pretty good. Why don't we stay right here, Susan?
Fine. Let's see. I'll ask you some questions from the end of the chapter. Then you can ask me some.
Okay.
Ready? Why is force a vector quantity?
Because it has both magnitude and direction.
That's right. What instrument is normally used for measuring force? That's the next question, Dean. What instrument is normally used for measuring force?
Susan, did you go out with Mel Stone?
Why, no. Why?
I just wondered.
He gave me a ride home from the library the other night. That's all. I don't like him very much. He kept telling me about all the girls he'd been out with. Here, I think you better ask me the questions for a while.
Okay. Let's see. Well, here's one. Why don't you give me Newton's first law?
Oh, I hope I can remember that.
Page 80. You know you're boning up on the wrong thing, don't you?
The test covers pages 70 to 80. That's what Miss Adams told us.
Yeah, I know. That's what you told everybody. But I took the test second hour this morning. I can tell you what the questions really are.
I suppose the honor system applies to everybody but you and me.
Okay, I was just trying to do a friend a favor.
Excuse me, I see Marilyn, and I want to give her back the pen I borrowed. Bye, Dean.
Bye, Susan.
Boy, she sure is a nice-looking girl.
She's nice, period.
Oh, hey, Dean.
Hey, Dean.
How's football practice coming?
We keep at it.
Yeah, I was watching scrimmage the other day. You look real good. You know that long pass you threw? How long was that? 35 yards?
I don't know. It might have been.
Yeah, it might have been if Andy caught us.
You know, I'm crazy about football.
Oh, I always have been. I used to play it all the time when I was little.
Only thing, I stayed little.
But, you know, I never got over liking it. I bet I know those plays as well as you guys do. I mean, I watch them that close.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, that's how come I can spot it when somebody's not doing his job, like Andy not catching that pass. I wonder if the coach knows Andy's breaking training.
What'd you say?
Yeah, I thought you'd be interested. I thought you'd like to know where the foul-up is, because you can't win that game with East High by yourself, and Andy's letting you down.
Listen, Mel, you start spreading guff like that around, and I'll personally shut you up.
It's not guff! It's true. The other night at 10:30, I saw him walking down Jefferson Street, and he's supposed to be in bed at 10. Yeah, as a matter of fact, that was the night I took Susan home from the library. Ask her if you don't believe me. How I was coming back from taking her home when I saw him. I think somebody ought to tell the coach, don't you?
I told you, if you start spreading anything, then
oh, Andy. Me? Well, why should I tell the coach anything? It's your team.
Oh, forget it.
Okay, suit yourself. I still think you ought to tell him.
You are listening to The Repository. People usually laugh when I tell them about my strong belief in the existence of prehistoric advanced technology and great civilizations of alien overlords. They usually stop laughing when I zap them with the proton ray gun I found at the city dump.
not understand.
This is way beyond anything that we can absorb.
Thank you.
that he just wants to lie there and listen.
Mm-hmm.